We're going to switch gears here, literally, get on a bicycle and go gearing with Greg LeMond and Dr. Mark Hamm, both of them on to talk about the science of fitness. Welcome, gentlemen. Bob Black, the Spano Black Attack. Nice to have you with us.
Hi, Bob. This is Greg.
Hello, Greg. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
Nice to have you with us, Dr. Hamm. Nice to have you with us as well. Let's start
with you,
Dr. Hamm. You know, as it said, fitness books are plentiful all over the place, but you said the science of fitness is a different kind of book. How do you mean that?
Well, we think a lot of other fitness books, they have a gimmick or they're faddish. They say, for example, if you eliminate a certain type of food group, you'll do great. So they all have a catch, but our book is actually anti-fad. We really get down to the nitty-gritty science that's underlying exercise, fitness, and health. And we base our book mainly on mitochondria. Mitochondria are the little power plants inside of your cells that make energy. So our book is about how to maximize your cellular energy. And it not only applies to top athletes like Greg, but also to ordinary people who just want to get healthier.
And I guess that's where the transition is, Greg. You know, you're a world-class athlete, and to get you involved in a project like this, the science has to be pretty convincing. How did you get involved, and how did you get convinced?
Well, I've been, I think one of the things that I, was one of my strengths that I really wanted to know why I did something from way back when I started cycling in the 70s. And I've read a lot of books on physiology and some books on biology, but it was basically the big picture of physiology that I understood until I was diagnosed with a mitochondrial disease in 1994. That's the first time I ever heard of mitochondria. And from that point on, being diagnosed with a degenerative disease, I did a lot of research. And I understand the function of the mitochondria. What is complicated, and I think that's where Dr. Mark Hamm has done a really brilliant job, is really bringing it down to understand, for everybody to understand how your body functions from a cellular level, because it's so critical about everything from health, type 2 diabetes, insulin resistance. It all is affected in the mitochondria. And so I think it's for anybody who really wants to understand why they need to exercise and what types of exercise and diet that they need that's based on science will benefit from this book.
Well, Greg, you know, let's talk about that. What kind of adjustment have you had to make in your approach to exercise? Because you're a world-class athlete. And more importantly, what did you have to adjust diet-wise to make this work for you?
Well, I think that why I loved when Dr. Mark Hamm approached me was his whole idea was on a cellular level. And at the same time, I've been doing a lot of research myself. And I came to the conclusion that less is more. That means you don't need to train a lot. In fact, excess amount of training could be detrimental to a lot of people's health. But keeping it very short and with intervals, some high intensity, changes so much in the brain, the body, the whole functioning part of it. And I came to that conclusion years ago, but very few people, especially trainers in the world of sports, you know, they believe, you know, quantity, volume is more. And I've tried to really convince people that training smart with the right quality is much better for your performance and health. And so when Dr. Mark Hamm approached me, all of his thoughts and philosophies, but based on research, were the stuff that I was reading, but not able to bring it all together. That's what Dr. Mark Hamm did brilliantly.
That's all right. That's all right. Dr. Hamm, I guess the question is then, how do you convince the weekend warrior who has all levels of advice from all levels of people, whether they're good trainers, good books, bad books, how do you convince the weekend warrior that this is the direction to go?
Well, I think we should make it clear that the book is not an instruction manual on how to win the Tour de France. It's really designed for the weekend warrior or amateur athlete or anybody who wants to get healthier, because we all have mitochondria in common. It powers every mammal, every animal, but it also powers our muscles, our heart, our brain. So the more you know about mitochondria, the healthier you can be, not just perform better, but actually healthier. So that's a key part of our book, how to maximize your own vitality at any fitness level. It's not just about cycling. It applies to any sport, whether it's running or weightlifting or CrossFit training. It's really how you get fit. Your mitochondria can actually multiply. What Greg was talking about with the high intensity is that research has shown that the way you multiply your mitochondria is you have to work at high intensity. It puts your cells into an energy-sapped state. Your cells are like tiny little cities that require power plants. Just like a city, if it has to supply more power to its population, it'll build more power plants. The same way, when your cells are energy-sapped with intense training, it triggers them to build more power plants, more mitochondria. And that's actually how you get fit.
Interesting. Mark Hamm, Greg LeMond here on the Spano and Black Attack. Greg, the sport of cycling, you know, I just watched the document. Well, I don't know if it was a documentary or just a flat-out film on Lance, and I'm not going to grace him with talking about him. But the sport itself, it's never been huge in the United States with the exception of when you won and when Lance won. It's a tough recovery time for the sport of cycling right now. It will recover in Europe. How does the sport get better and get viable again in the United States?
Well, I think the great thing about cycling, it's a lifestyle sport right now. And not racers, but the people who actually participate in group rides, charity events, is increasing. And they're finding that cycling is one of the best forms of exercise. It's low impact. You can get your intensity up. But I do think, if fair to cycling, what happened over the last 20 years, it was a very few people, small group of people that were corrupt. They were controlling the sport. They wanted to own it. And they looked the other way to improve the popularity of the sport worldwide, which I looked at as it could really destroy it by doing that. And that's what I was really against, was the corruption. But with the fall of Lance, but also I was behind a group that actually forced the resignation of the governing body president. There's a new leader there for British cycling, and the sport is changing. And you have to realize that cycling still is the most tested, and why you have drug scandals, it is because of real testing. Many, many sports, soccer in particular, most sports do not have even 10% of the drug testing that is in cycling. And so it is a sport that is highly controlled. The problem is there's always a few people that bend the rules, and it's those people that look the other way that have allowed what's happened in the past. And that's where I believe that good governance and good regulations and separation of drug testing from interested parties is critical.
One last one before we go out the door here, and Greg, have you found yourself, and I know you've been involved, but have you found yourself maybe wanting to be the head of international cycling so you can, or at least American cycling, where you can put yourself out there on a day in, day out basis and really have a say in how things are done?
No, I think what I did a part of a strategy to get rid of the old management at the governing body, but I'm not a politician, and I got a business and a life that I want to live. And I think by doing it through just, being, strong in convictions, I don't want to focus on the doping part, but I felt it was critical to look at it as a healthy way to change the sport. I am involved in cycling. I'm Eurosport, which is the largest sporting network for cycling in the world, with 200 million people who view cycling. So I'm their cycling ambassador, and I have a show before and after the Tour de France. So I'm back in it because I believe the sport has changed. Will it be perfect? I believe in any sport, any parts of life, there's going to be people who will always try to take the shortcut, and I hope that those people get caught.
I hope so too, Greg. Greg, Dr. Hamm, thanks for the couple of minutes. The book is The Science of Fitness, Power, Performance, and Endurance. Check it out. I'm sure it's available on Amazon, and we appreciate the couple minutes of your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Great to have you on board. Greg LeMond, Dr. Mark Hamm.